So, we are Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. We are here today to give you guys some tips on posting and different things, posting, planning, and scheduling specific content as you go forth this year in 2022. With this podcast, we have been doing it for over a year now. We just had our 1 year anniversary. We just wanted to come on here live today because it is Tuesday and we drop our new podcast every Tuesday. And so we wanted to give you guys some tips and some tricks for planning and different things like that that you can do to get your podcast started. Or if you're just learning and you want to go forth with Instagram or Facebook or however you want to use it, we're going to get started with doing that. So, how are you doing today, Tamla?
I'm doing wonderful. We should do, for those who don't know who we are and just joining us for the very first time in 2022, I want to say Happy New Year and welcome to Tamala and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. I am Tamala, owner of Tortelitas for that sweet and crunchy taste. Tortelitas is a dessert company located right here in this great state of Ohio, where I specialize in salty, sweet treats. If you want to know more about me and my business, you can go to at Tortelitas. That's T as in Tuesday, Tortelitas. And I want my lovely co-host to introduce herself and her wonderful business that is thriving.
Thank you very much. I always get right down to the content and never
Right.
remember to do these things. So, I'm Taylor with Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom treats for your special occasions. We specialize in gluten and dairy-free treats so that anybody who needs them will be able to have them. I can be found on all social media platforms at sweet, SWEET dot spirit dot treats. And we will link everything below. And
Absolutely.
so, with that being said, the first thing that we want to talk about today is posting, about posting cycles, about being consistent in posting. And especially on platforms like Instagram. I've been seeing different things about you going live and post that could be a post or making video posts or posts with your face in them seem to be more authentic and help you to get more reach to different people. So that is one thing. Do you have anything to say about this, Tim, about posting and
Sure. So when it comes to posting, I know a lot of people that I hear in my other business is that a lot of people are shy about getting in front of the camera. I mean, that's a big one. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it. I don't want to look stupid. People are going to laugh. People are going to point out my flaws. Well, hello. That's just a part of life. Do you want them to point out your flaws, or do you want to promote your business and receive, your brand and let people know what you're doing and how you're doing and how you are a professional business owner? And I don't like to say people are just starting out business. Oh, I don't know enough and things like that. You're starting out. You are, if you are a business, you are a business owner. You're not supposed to be a business owner. You don't acting like a business owner. You are. You just are. So, all right, I'll get off my soapbox.
Yeah, so one thing we talked about in previous episode is that you can't be a beginner always. It's always more to learn, and you should be confident in the things that you already know. And those can be simple things that people don't know that you have already maybe took a class about, you have learned about, and those can be things that can be simple and be helpful to somebody else. So when you're after, let's say, 1 year, you are no longer a beginner. You have been doing it. You should celebrate your small wins and you should keep posting. You should keep posting helps with your engagement. They help people to know who you are, creating brand awareness. And it also helps for you to practice to get better. You know, look at your analytics, look at your information that Instagram or Facebook or whatever you use, whatever platform, they'll give you information to help you be more consistent and show you what to post more of or what to post less of. So, next thing, number two that we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about planning and scheduling. So, how do you go about planning and scheduling your content for Torlitas?
So, in several ways. So, with Instagram, with Facebook, with Planoly, which is a calendar posting system. Now, Instagram and Facebook have made it so simple that you can go in and pre-update or pre-populate or pre-plan your post. So you can say the date and time you want it to post, and it will automatically do it for you. Right. So that is one, a time saver. Who doesn't need to save time? I know I do. But the time, right. But the time that you have to put into it first so you can gain time on the back end is right. very important. Planoly is another posting calendar. You can do it from, if you're familiar with Canva, we'll link somewhere our affiliate link so you can help us out. We're helping you out, giving you free information. You have your link that you can put in chat. Okay, cool. And with Canva, you can, if you create graphics, create posts or whatever in the actual platform of Canva, you can schedule that to your social media accounts. So there are several ways that you can do that. And we can offer you, if you want, raise your hand, DM either one of us at Tamla Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday. If you want a posting calendar, we can offer you that as well.
Yeah, awesome. So like she was saying, just to quick recap, things that you can do. You can use Canva, you can use Planoly. Facebook and Instagram now have their own posting scheduler so that you can pre-plan what you want to do ahead of time. You can batch content. I don't know if any of you are mothers or wives or just busy with life and school, but one thing I do is I take a day out of the week. I already set up babysitting and all that stuff, and that day I batch my content. Gives me clarity to think. You can get a lot done, especially if you take just 5 to 10 minutes, jot down some notes, keep a notebook with you of things you're just randomly thinking about, things that'd be good for your business, trending sounds. If you're scrolling and you're commenting on other people's things, make sure you save the audio links. So that you can use those trending sounds again on your own content. And batch days are super, super good, super wonderful.
Yes.
So the third thing that we're going to talk about is content that is specific to your business or your niche or your industry, whatever you are talking about. So with Tamla and Taylor's Treat Talk Tuesday, not only is this a podcast, we do demos twice a month, 2 weeks out of the month. I do a demo and Tamla does a demo. And we have been doing that for a year. And we got 12 recipes that were our most popular recipes. And we, at the end of the year, put it together into our cookbook. And we plan on doing this as we continue podcasting. There'll be different volumes throughout the year. And so not only creating specific content, but repurposing your content is a very good thing that you guys can do to help you. If you are going to make a, you're going to make a reel, right? So you're going to make a reel for your audience to view. You're going to need pictures. You're going to need videos. You can take that reel and you can make it, and then you can take some still images and then you can post those, or you can turn it into a how-to video, or you can turn it into a blog that you can direct people off of Instagram. If you are a treat maker, you can sell your recipes. You can do different things to repurpose the content So make sure it's specific towards what you're doing. Say you make macaroons. Your whole page is about making macaroons.
Macaroons. I think exactly how you said it
right. So say your page is specifically about making macaroons. Okay, so we know we need ingredients. We know we need they're sensitive to time. You know that they have to sit out. It's a very tedious, but it can be very fun. So just think about all of the things that you do. Even if you're batching content, I'm making a batch day real. You know, simple things. People want to be invited into your life. They want to be invited into how you make things happen. How do you do what you do? So specific content, you know, all the questions that come up in the content, in the comments, when you do post things, you want to be able to take those. You can turn those into question and answers. You can turn them to shorts on YouTube if you use YouTube. Testimonials, all the good reviews that you're going to get from your clients. One last thing about creating specific content. One thing that absolutely matters to me as a business owner is customer service. So you can talk about how your customer service will help people when they need something. I bake cakes, cookies, different things for people. And my thing is, I love the smile that's on people's face when they see what they receive. I want it to be like happy. Pure happy. That makes me happy when I'm giving treats to people. And so, you know, even if it's just a quick, man, that was so yummy, right? It could be a text message. Take that, put it into Canva, client reaction, picture of what you made, boom. Text box. That cake was delicious. You know, repurposing content. Sticking to what you do, your brand, your niche, questions, comments, challenges you face, all of that is content for you guys to use. Even if you're struggling with something in your industry, go on and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. I believe that it's going to get better. And that's really all you need to do. Be consistent with posting, replying to comments, planning and scheduling, and creating specific content for your niche.
I agree. I agree with all those. And another thing I want to let people know is that there's no right or wrong way to do this thing. You're not going to break it. This is your brand. If you're the type of person that loves birds or loves cats and dogs or pets or, you know, whatever. You love roller coasters. You know, let people know about those things because that shows that something that you're relatable, that someone is relating to you about. So nobody just wants to be like, okay, I do this, I do that, blah, 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 blah. No, just be you. Just be the authentic you. And somebody will identify with that. And also, I know that we have made changes since our first podcast. So it's always a living, breathing thing that you can always improve on. You could see someone else that's out there doing something that you like on social media. Like, okay, I like to, you know, buy that. Now, don't do it verbatim, you know, word for word. Just do you, boo, you know, and, you know, you will get better in time. You'll look back on these, you know, these videos and things like that. You're like, gosh, darn, you know, look where I am now. You know, I didn't even know. I was telling Taylor this earlier. I didn't even know we were going to be here a year later. I had no idea that we would be here a year later and thriving. And we're looking for really some great things for 2022. But I just want to encourage everyone out there, you can't break it. Now, be mindful. Yeah, be mindful what you post. You know, you don't post any and everything, you know, but you can't break it. And I think it's really pulling the veil back and letting people know who you are and how you are. and how you're relatable. And this is what I do. And I'm learning, but this is what I do. And here is what this is. And this is what this is. And I think people can relate to that. I'm always of the mindset that put your best out there. And, you know, even if it's something that's not right, because there are failures in business. I failed at this. I failed at that. I failed at this. I failed at that. I have a video of that that I was going to post. But anyway, failure is inevitable. You know, I just had a situation where I shipped some items to Cleveland, Ohio. And guess what? Everything was in crumbles. Everything was in crumbles. It was So there's a lesson in that for me, even though I sent it through FedEx and we put fragile all over it and I had the people pack it for me, it still was in crumbles. So I have to take that information back and feel like, okay, let me understand how to pack and ship products. So everything is a lesson. There is no wrong way to do this, but there is a system to it. And definitely Taylor and I know that there are systems out there that can help you grow and thrive your business online. So hit us up if you want to know more.
And with that being said, we are hopping off of this live video, but we want you to stay connected with us. So you can follow me once again at Sweet Spirit Treats. I am the owner of Taylor's Kitchen, located in Albion, Michigan, where we make custom treats for your special occasions.
And I am Tamla, owner of Tortellitas, for that sweet and crunchy taste. And I also want to say that I started, yes, in the year 2000. So this is a 22-year love affair.
Awesome, awesome. Well, congratulations on your 22-year love affair. And I hope that you guys are having a blessed and prosperous year, and also that you are having a blessed week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Bye.
Bye.